Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center, and this is a Back to Basics video. I had a conversation this weekend with someone, and this always triggers me, who didn't realize that Reiki was a self-healing modality. And this seems to be the plague of the UK. I don't know why. It drives me crazy. But it seems to be a more common perception that Reiki is a complementary therapy. And in that way, you need to go to a therapist to get healing, and you can't do it yourself, or there isn't the knowledge that you can do it yourself. So this isn't really for my the people on this channel who know me and know my work, because you know that I talk about this a lot. But it is more for those of you who maybe are curious about Reiki and are exploring the possibility of personal growth and, more importantly, self-empowerment. So I don't know where this has come from in the UK. Might be in other countries as well. I can't comment on that. I'm just commenting on the amount of people that, when I tell them I teach Reiki, they are surprised, and they know about Reiki, and many of them have had Reiki treatments, and they've never been told by their Reiki practitioner or therapist that they can learn Reiki for themselves. Now, when I was taught Reiki back in Hong Kong many, many years ago, actually it was part of the workshop was talking about self-empowerment, and it was back in the day when Usui, the story about Usui was very different. It was Takata's story about how Reiki was essentially a Christian modality. Since then, that has been debunked. Reiki is a non-religious therapy. And when I say therapy, I'm really talking about it as I would talk about meditation or about yoga or exercise or eating well or going out to the beach. It's a way of restoring the balance in your body. And it's something you can do for yourself. You do not have to go and pay somebody to do it for you. And this is a really, really important aspect of Reiki, is that it is self-healing. It's something for yourself. So when you go along to a Reiki 1 class, that is activating Reiki in your hands so that you can Reiki yourself. And yes, you can also Reiki loved ones, you can Reiki your pets, you can Reiki your plants, you know, whatever. You can do all that at Reiki 1, but the focus of the Reiki 1 workshop should be on self-empowerment. How do you work with Reiki as an energy so that you are able to fill yourself up? And the purpose of filling yourself up with the energy is so that you can start to harmonize and bring balance into your body, into your life, into your emotions, into your mental state. So it's an amazing, holistic, therapeutic, energetic modality, honestly. And the joy of it, what attracted me to it, was the fact that I could do it for myself. And somehow or other, it has just gone into the realm of complementary therapy. And that's really weird to me. But there we are. So this video is more just to say it's not a complementary therapy. It's a self therapy. It's a self-help, actually. It's a self-help tool. And unlike other self-help tools, it works on an energetic level. Well, I say that unlike other self-help tools, there's lots of self-help tools like meditation, mindfulness, all this stuff also works at a very deep energetic level, as well as a mental emotional level. So it's in that bracket, right? The difference, I think, with Reiki and something like mindfulness or meditation is that you are actively pulling in or inviting a greater source of energy to be available to you. So, whereas something like meditation or mindfulness, in general, the aim is to help you to observe your senses, observe your mind, observe your inner activity, but you're not necessarily trying to kind of pull in extra energy, some meditations perhaps, and also some energy healing. There are modalities that also do that. And so in a sense, Reiki is in that bracket. So if you're working with energies, and that could be working on chakra systems, working on pulling in universal source, working on, you know, kind of like the breathing and the pumping of the energy around the body, all these kind of somatic exercises, you know, is kind of the same thing. However, there is an additional advantage of Reiki in that it is allowing you very seamlessly and easily and effortlessly to pull in an extra stream of energy. So it's almost like, that's why I love to use the gas pump analogy, where you're driving, you're on empty, you go into a garage, you fill up with petrol, and you're off, you're good to go again. So Reiki to me is like going into my own petrol pump and filling myself up with Reiki, also known as universal life force. And that gives me the energy and ability to do my work. Now, when I say do my work, that could be simply to balance out my stress. It could simply be to help my immune system function more, more powerfully. It could be to help settle distress. Like, it could be a lot of things. But what would you do if you had extra energy, right? It's like, if you had a source, like a battery source that you could just plug into yourself and have access to more, because for many of us, when we first look at Reiki as a curiosity, as a wonder what that is, it tends to be because we have got ourselves into a state of disrepair or tiredness, exhaustion, stress, burnout, something like this, right? So then we're starting to look around, what can help me? And this is what Reiki is. So absolutely, you can go to a Reiki therapist. I'm not saying don't do that. That's absolutely fine. I often go and get massage, reflexology, acupuncture, Reiki. Like, I go and do all this stuff. I'm not saying don't do it. But it's almost like, it's like, okay, it's nice sometimes to go and get therapy from other people, but it's not necessary to rely on them. It's almost like it's nice to go and get an additional source of energy. And also they might, it's almost like their energy and your energy can then create another healing environment, a different healing environment that I think can be super useful. But it's not one of those things that you need to rely on. And I think this is the important thing, because when you do Reiki for yourself, you're doing it daily. And it doesn't have to be a daily practice. Like, as I'm talking, you might think, well, I don't have time to do a Reiki practice. Well, you can do it in bed, right? And if you're that stressed that you're suffering from sleepless nights, or, you know, kind of that procrastination that happens with overwhelm, you're just sitting there, just kind of not being able to motivate yourself, all these times where you're sitting around struggling with your mental health, or struggling with your sleep, or struggling to get yourself motivated and moving, are perfect occasions to be doing a Reiki practice, because you're not doing anything else but worrying, or you're not doing anything else but sitting around. And even if you're one of these people that is highly motivated, over-motivated, overwhelmed, overworked, when you go to bed at night, you can spend at least 5-10 minutes just very gently giving yourself a treatment. And even if you're finding 5-10 minutes at different times during the day, that is still putting in new, vibrant, resourced energy into your system, and it really helps to calm things down. So this idea that you can't help yourself is a very odd idea, because actually we can help ourselves, and we can help ourselves enormously. So this idea that Reiki is something that other people do to us, or it's part of that whole system of complementary therapy where we need to go and find somebody, get advice from somebody, or pay somebody, all this kind of thing is just not accurate. It's not accurate. And no matter how many times I say it, and I know I've said it a lot, it's almost like it's worth to keep saying it, because there seems to be a lot of misinformation or mythology. And I've even come across Reiki masters who are essentially and originally Reiki teachers who don't know that they could teach. And that to me is weird. I'm like, what happened there that a Reiki master doesn't realize that they can pass on Reiki to others in, in a permanent sense? Like, a Reiki master should be trained to pass on the Reiki knowledge to somebody else so they can then go and do it themselves. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point of Reiki, is that it is a self-healing modality. It's a self-empowerment modality. It's an amazing modality that allows you to work on yourself, to resource yourself, to heal yourself. Like, I don't know where we've missed the point. I really don't. It stuns me that there's so much misunderstanding around this. So I just really wanted to clear it up. And for those of you who are looking for help with stress or looking for help with anxiety and really, really struggling to understand how to help yourself, you know, that's a really scary place when you're suffering from deep depression or you're suffering from mental health illness and you're like, and nobody can help me. And especially here in the UK, like the resource to help somebody with mental health is very, very poor here, or you have to pay for it, right? So it's amazing that there are resources out there, right? And something like Reiki, honestly, for me was a lifesaver, because I couldn't do things like meditation. When I was in my 20s, my mind was a mess. I was anxious. I was worried. I was stressed. I was overwhelmed. And so trying to sit me down and teach me mindfulness was just not going to happen. I found it pointless. I found it irritating. I found it just a complete waste of time. I didn't know why I was doing it. But then when I stumbled really into Reiki, thanks to my mother, I stumbled into a Reiki 1 class, and just the act of putting my hands on myself, because in those days I had really bad insomnia. So I was lying in bed for hours, just, and so then I would just put on some Reiki music. And so Reiki music is a term for really nice melodic music with little bells. And every time the bell goes, you're like, oh, move my hands somewhere else. And bing, oh, now I move my hands. And it's just a way of just kind of tuning you into moving the hands around the body in a very natural way. It doesn't matter where you put your hands. There are some taught hand positions, but they don't really mean anything. It's more just allowing the energy to flow all the way through different parts of the body. It's like watering your garden. You know, you kind of water every patch of it. You don't just stick it in the middle and let it flood. So it's allowing the Reiki to really flow through the body. And what I noticed was it didn't matter what I was doing with my mind. Didn't matter. I didn't have to meditate. I didn't have to put in a process. I didn't have to think about something. I didn't have to tune into my five senses. I simply just allowed the music, and every couple of minutes when the bell went, I just moved my hand somewhere else. And after 15, 20 minutes, I was deep in a relaxed meditative state, completely naturally. And then over the years, I became better and better at doing that on my own. And then I got really good at meditation and excellent at mindfulness, but it took years for me, like really years. And I have to say that without my start with Reiki, don't think I would have ever got to that, you know, because I didn't even know how to calm my mind. And it was almost like, because when the Reiki energy came in, it just naturally calmed me down. Then I started to get an indication of what it was like to have a calm mind. Like, oh, actually, I can have a calm mind. Because before that, I would be like, oh, no, I'm just a worrier. I just worry. And it was like my personality. So I thought it was just something that I couldn't help. You know, just that's just who I am. And I meet lots of people like that too. Oh, I worry. My mother worries. Her mother worries. It's like somehow passed down, like genetics. But worrying is not in a gene. It's not hereditary, you know. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of behavior. And then when you can see through a Reiki practice, whether it's through a therapist or through your own self-discovery, it doesn't really matter. But once you start to notice, my mind can calm down. It does have that capacity. My body has the capacity to relax. Then it starts to open you up to more curiosity around that. It's like, oh, well, I wonder if there are other therapies that might help me, or maybe I can start to help myself, or maybe I can start looking at some of these patterns so that they don't keep recurring. And so there's a lot of things that open up once you take that first step. But the first step of just doing something for yourself is a really powerful step. And so I just feel it is such a great shame that Reiki is not seen first and foremost as a self-help modality. Somehow or other, it's just been schlumped into the complementary therapy. And then everyone just assumes, oh, if I want to do Reiki, I need to find some woo-woo therapist who can help me do it. It's not woo-woo. It's very mindful. It is a very simple act of allowing yourself to open up to the balance of the natural energy around you. Like, plants are chill. If you walk into a forest, it's chill. The air around you right now as you sit is silent. It's peaceful. It's quiet. Like, nature has its own rhythm. And nature has its own energetic wisdom that finds balance in everything. And we're part of that, but we have completely lost connection with that. So all that the Reiki is doing, right? And Reiki simply means universal life force, is just as you make contact with yourself, once you've had a Reiki attunement or once you've tuned in, and I've got audios, I'll stick that, you can try it for yourself. It's just a very simple calling in and opening up to the energy, having a curiosity around, is it possible for me as part of nature? I am part of nature. I am part of the universe. Is it possible for me to open to the bigger flow that is available to me? That's it. And if you're willing to do that, and it is a willingness, because most of us just think, oh, it's just me and I'm just round. I'm all closed up and I have to protect myself. And oh my God, there's just so much stuff. But actually we're not. We're very, very plugged in to the universal natural order, because that's what we're made of too. I mean, you know, we're made of stardust. We're made of air. We're made of the same particles that everything else is made of. And we just make it incredibly, insanely complicated. But if you are open to the possibility that actually you are deeply connected with the universal life force around you, and you can access that, and you can just allow that flow more fully into your body, so there's a full flow happening, then you will start to notice that things like stress and things like worry and things like anger and things like really tight belief systems that you have covered yourself and coated yourself with can very gently release or just become unnecessary, or you just notice that you're not doing it anymore. And this happens over time. It's not all going to happen overnight, but you spent many, many decades building it up. So it does take a while for it to release and relax and for you to trust the process, all this stuff. But essentially, this is something you can do for yourself. You do not need a therapist. You might need a therapist for some things. I'm not saying you never need a therapist. I'm just saying for the day-to-day unfolding, or more accurately, for the day-to-day reconnection with yourself back into the natural order and flow of your life, that is an inside job. Only you can do that, right? And the first step could be that you investigate Reiki, give it a try. As I said, I'll put a link to a couple of my other videos so you can have a go at it yourself. Or go to a Reiki therapist. Perfect. That's also fine. But please bear in mind that apart from relying on that person, you really ideally are relying on your own hands to provide you with Reiki. So have a look at Reiki 1 classes in your area, or just have a look at starting to develop your own Reiki capacity through the attunement processes that I already have available for you here. You don't even need a teacher anymore, honestly. You can do this yourself. I know that's going against the grain of what a lot of teachers say, but it's just a fact. So you can do it yourself. And I don't know. I'm just waffling on the same point. But basically the point is you can do Reiki for yourself. It's important to do Reiki for yourself. You're supposed to do Reiki yourself. It originated for you to do it for yourself. And somehow or other, that really, really key and important message seems to have been lost. And I'm just unlosing it, bringing it to your attention and hoping that you will get curious around it and action it. And that's all I got to say about it. thanks for listening. Bye.